This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm joined in the studio today with the terrible twosome of
Audrey Raj.
Avinya Viraj.
As usual, we're with you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. If you want to get in touch with the show regarding our story about going cashless, 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number, or Twitter is at BFM Radio, as is Instagram. Do we have any new messages yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, then. Right, we'll move on. Don't worry.
I can see a friend of ours typing.
A friend of ours typing?
Yeah, the message hasn't come
in. Always a good sign. Final story, then. How about an adorable robot wants to make air travel less stressful?
Yes, so it's called Carrie.
Oh, my
Care
word.
Care E.
Mm. Uh-huh.
Like care?
Yes.
Hyphen E.
Well, at least the E wasn't in the front.
They've made
an
effort.
Oh, yeah, you know, the E care.
It's going to help you carry.
Yeah, we get it.
Right? Yeah.
Don't have to explain the joke.
So bad at puns. Okay, so it's basically a self-driving trolley / robot, and it's equipped with artificial intelligence and autonomous technology. So the airline KLM, the Dutch airline, they have introduced Carry to the world. They'll be conducting 2-day tests in both the San Francisco International Airport and in JFK next month. So the self-driving trolley is operated by KLM. Travelers won't need to speak Dutch or any other language just to use it. So what you do is basically the robot will come up to you once you've gone through immigration, mm-hmm. and you just have to scan your boarding pass and put your luggage onto the robot, and it will take it to your gate. It will lead you to your
gate. So you just follow the
the robot, and it carries your luggage for you, and it can carry up to 85 pounds of baggage, which is about 38 kilos. And you know your hand carried luggage can't be anything more than 7 kilos, so you can carry mm-hmm. 5 bags on Care E. Yeah, and it will take you to your gate, even if there's any rescheduling of flights, or if they move your gates around, if there's utter chaos, it will take you to the right gate because it has its AI powered, and so it will reflect, it has real-time data coming
okay.
in. So mm-hmm. if they make a change to your gate, it will automatically take you to the right gate.
Will it tell you that it's going to a different gate if you don't hear the announcements, though? That would be my worry. If you're suddenly seeing this wonderful little trolley robot thing running off with your bags, mm-hmm. and you have no idea where it's going.
I wouldn't say running off. It goes like 3 miles per hour. So
okay, walking off.
Yeah. They should have called it like Vin Diesel or something. It's that fast.
Hey, 3 miles per hour is the average a person's walking speed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you running to your gate?
Oh,
Vin Diesel?
Oh,
yeah. First Will Smith? Oh, come on. Okay, so...
You're bringing Will Smith back into the conversation.
You're
going to get me in trouble again.
I'm sorry, Rich. Okay, and so this is not KLM's first venture into tech and travel. The airline already operates an Android known as Spencer in Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport. But unlike Care E, Spencer does not carry bags. Its main job is to guide air travelers through the airport terminals. It can recognize emotional cues, respond to unexpected changes or situations, consider group behavior, and put those information to use and give guidance to a group of travelers or solo travelers.
It gives guidance to travelers?
Yes, it does.
What does it
that
do?
That is Spencer.
Oh.
So it's just supposed to show you around the airport, because sometimes certain airports can be very confusing mm-hmm. and large and make you walk all over the area just looking for one gate.
Through a mall, right, you mean, almost?
Yes, yeah. Sometimes,
I know,
right?
I know which one you're talking about. It's okay, you can say it. Live here. You know.
Yeah, so I think like... Carry, what it does is it will not be able to verbally communicate with you, but it will tell you if you need... I watched this little video on CNN, it was really nice. And it can actually tell you where you need to go, and it guides you there. It stops at the gate itself, then you just pick up your luggage and board the plane. It's as simple as that. And also, if you take a toilet break, right, it will wait for you.
Here's a question, though. Right. That's very polite of it.
Yeah.
But one question I have, right? The luggage that you're putting on Carry, isn't that normally your carry-on luggage?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Okay, so I'm paranoid about leaving my luggage anywhere that I cannot see it.
Agreed.
In airports,
yep.
Unless it's like locked. So the locked ones are normally the ones that I check in, and my carry-ons normally you don't lock it because, you know, you're keeping it with you.
Right.
But I would be super, super worried leaving my luggage with anything that isn't secure. So unless Carry like locks it, or it has a way, like, you know how you bicycle lock, unless I have a way to secure it like that outside if I'm going to use the washroom or something, then I wouldn't use Carry, especially in airports, especially the kind of trouble that you can get into.
For leaving something unattended.
Unattended, or if someone wants to, you know, put stuff in your bag. I don't know how often these things happen, but I've seen too many shows on like Nat Geo where people get stuck abroad and get locked up in like these dirty prisons and stuff. And I don't want stuff like that happening to me.
This is what happens when you watch too much television.
Right. I agree.
Yeah, well, what's that show? Like locked up abroad and stuff. I don't want to spend like 15 years in a prison where I can't speak the language, you know? I'm keeping an eye on my stuff.
Chill, Arv. Yeah. Okay, so when you take a toilet break, carry will wait for you, but take your luggage in with you, your hand carry. If you didn't have carry, you're going to carry your luggage in to the toilet.
That's true. So no one can steal carry from me.
No, because it's already scanned your boarding pass and it will take you to where it needs to and then it will stop there and it will like auto go back to where it's supposed to be.
Auto go back. I like that phrase.
Auto go back to where it's supposed to go. Okay. Right.
It's time for us to wrap up. We've got a couple of messages before we go though. What have we got, Alf?
We have a message from Kish. He says that Malaysia is definitely not ready to go cashless. How do you expect an elderly uncle or auntie to use a mobile phone to pay or use credit cards? What about people in the villages, Orang Asli, interior of Sabah and Sarawak, which does not even have clean water, electricity, or broadband? Merchants charging fees for such transaction systems down a lot.
He has just basically
summarized
said everything that I felt about it. Yeah.
We also have something from Raz explaining why banks, the thing that we spoke about, why they go on maintenance. He says that, yes, you're right, debit cards and online payments do not work every night at 12 because maintenance at all banks. Basically, banks reconcile their systems during this outage. If our cards can store some money and if the regulators allow for offline transfer, it should not be a problem to transfer money offline. Currently, we have not reached the stage of offline transactions, but this is possible.
All right. Any more on the Twitters?
We've got a few more, but basically it's the same thing like what Arvin just read as well. So everyone feels that we're not quite ready, but we could be if we had the infrastructure for
it. Which is interesting because according to the Instagram posts, and I've kind of totted up the yes versus the no's, seven out of, let's just say, seven people have said no, 10 people have said yes. So according to Instagram, it's the opposite direction, slightly.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are also basing it on touch and go is a version of cashlessness, and we've been using it for 15 years now. Touch and go is like that old. But then even with touch and go, it took so long for them to sort of, not for them, I mean for the system, touch and go was pretty forward for its time, but then for the infrastructure to sort of support whatever touch and go was supposed to do. So they had a lot of ideas, they wanted to move forward. I think they're trying to do it now and go like completely cashless. But even when they tried before with their like RFID and stuff, the infrastructure didn't support touch and go's plans.
Alright, we got to wrap up, folks. Thank you very much for all of your contributions. It's been wonderful. Don't forget, we will be back tomorrow, same time, same place. But before we go, we'll quickly run through the stories we covered. We started off, of course, with that story about how going cashless is discriminatory and whether or not Malaysia is ready for it.
Yeah, and then that story about how AI will create as many jobs as it destroys. This, of course, is according to PwC. Some good news.
Yay!
We spoke about how Netflix stock plunged 14% after it missed expectations on revenue and subscriber additions.
Yeah. And then, of course, the story about Carrie, the adorable robot that wants to make air travel less stressful.
Wait, is Carrie like a play on WALL-E?
Good point.
Yeah.
But have you noticed how her voice changes when she talks about Carrie?
It's very sweet.
Time to wrap up, Rich.
Time to wrap up. Anyway, before we go, don't forget, coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. For almost two decades, Invest Selangor Berhad has been working to attract both foreign and domestic investors for the state of Selangor. With a target of $12 billion worth of investments this year, the Breakfast Grill spoke with CEO Dato' Hassan Azri Idris on how he plans to do this, as well as how the investment landscape in Selangor has changed in the intervening years. Don't forget, if you missed any part of this show, the podcast will be available very shortly up on the website or available on the BFM app, which is available on the Apple App Store or on Google Play. It's time for us to wrap up. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Arvind Yuvraj and Audrey Raj, this has been Enterprise Biz Bites. To take us out, it's a little bit of The Last Shadow Puppets with The Age of the Understatement here on BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.